to nothing. Got little in return. Silence can be forgiven. My eyelids can close forever. Silence, all is forgiven. Then a peep turned into moaning and grew still into rave and roving. We came to nothing but found a word to please.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 22nd of August, 2014. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Oak Sen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, more Fringe Festival stuff, as the Frolicking Divas drop by to talk up their show. And later on, we'll have a visit from Jeff Gladstone and the Bad Ideas. They've got a couple of events next week that you will definitely want to know about. Plus our usual listings of theater, audition, events for the weekend and beyond. So stick around for the next hour or so. Well, we lost another one this week. Don Pardo died in his home in Phoenix earlier this week. He was 96 years old. Now, the name might not be familiar to you, but the voice certainly was. He was a professional announcer for nearly 70 years. Most famously is the voice of Saturday Night Live for most of their 38 seasons. But before SNL, he was a staple on daytime game shows in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And in 1984, Don Pardo appeared in one of Weird Al Yankovic's first song parodies. It was a version of Greg Kinn's Our Love in Jeopardy, and it's called I Lost on Jeopardy. No, that's not it. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Oh, great. I had it all lined up. Okay, we're going to start again.
This is Mr. Millard Snufkin from Carbondale, Illinois. And this is Mr. Leroy Finkelstein from Brooklyn, New York. And this is Alfred Yankovic from Linwood, California. These three people will compete today on Jeopardy!
I was there to match my intellect on national TV against a plumber. Both with a PhD. I was tense. I was nervous. I guess it just wasn't my night. A Fleming gave the answers. Oh, but I couldn't get the questions right.
I lost on Jeopardy, baby.
That's right, Al. You lost. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people. And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
Don't know what I was thinking of. I guess I just wasn't too bright. Well, I sure hope I do better next weekend on The Price is Right.
Just to get a glimpse of her.
So one of the really fun things about doing this show is that I get emails and Facebook postings from people I've never met who say, play my song, play my song. And that that song is by someone who did that. His name's Mark D'Souza, and he's playing at Café du Soleil on Wednesday night, Wednesday the 3rd. And I'm getting looks of recognition from my guests here.
We were just there for brunch.
He's awesome. Yes, we were there for brunch. And I know Mark D'Souza. He's actually played a house party in my house.
Awesome.
A fundraiser for a theater
right,
event years ago.
So it was totally random, but it was a perfect segue.
Interesting.
All right. So we are talking to Sarah Rose.
Hello.
And Lori Watt.
Well, hello, Dave.
And radio listener. And you guys are the Frolicking Divas.
Well, actually, the Frolicking Divas was formed a number of years ago with myself and my co-producer, Lisa Derry.
Oh.
TBA Theater is Sarah Rose's company.
All right.
We have partnered together as TBA and Frolicking Divas to bring you Lascivious Something.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
So what is Lascivious Something?
Do you want to take that one, Sarah Rose?
Go for it.
Okay, well, Lascivious Something is a play by Sheila Callahan that we came across, and it's set in a Greek island in November 1980, and basically August lives there. He's an American expatriate. He's gone to Greece, and he's married this young, beautiful woman, Daphne, and they have a little house servant, I think, that, you'll have to see the play for that. And then Liza comes out of nowhere, August's ex-lover, to stir things up.
Oh, yeah.
Good old classic love triangle.
Exactly. And this is based on
a
classic.
Of them,
this is based on a classic Greek play. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's based on sort of classic Greek drama.
It's not based on any specific play.
It's kind of based on Dionysus.
Okay.
So just general big sort of Greek tradition.
Yeah.
In that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
All right. Who's in it?
Well,
Lori Watt is in it.
I play Liza.
We
have Sean Bygrave and Mircea Musovic. I'm sorry, Mircea, if I pronounce your name wrong. And Crystal Weltzen. Those are the cast members. We also have some fabulous crew attached to this project as well. Our stage manager, Karen Atkinson, our casting director, Angie, who's going off to Burning Man. Have fun, Angie. Scott Zechner is our set designer. Michael Matho is doing lighting. Ryan Campbell's doing sound. Colin Ivor Mills and Jelsey Wong have done some photographs for us. And then Gina Leon did our poster design. So those are just a few people.
Yeah, yeah. So talk a little bit about sort of what the themes of the play are, kind of what's the story, what's the feeling that the audience is going to get from it?
I think one of the really interesting things about the setting of this play is it's set on a vineyard in Greece in the 80s, like Laurie was saying. And so there's this beautiful mix of like really classic drama and classic tragedy, but kind of a modern way, in not modern today, but modern in the 80s. And so there's a lot of wine and there's a lot of, you know, good old love triangles. There's also some really interesting plays with time and our choices, and choices that you wish you could take back and do over sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Like, if I decide this, this will happen. Yeah. If I decide this, this will happen, right?
So we kind of see the outcomes.
Crossroads that people find themselves at, for sure. Absolutely.
And the tension between our passions and our responsibilities, right? And what comes out of that. Yeah. So
mm-hmm. Is this a recent script? I mean, it's set in the 80s, but was written recently?
It was written by a contemporary playwright, Sheila Callahan. It was written sort of post 9/11, after within the last couple of years.
She was dating a Greek man at the time.
Interesting.
She was quoted as saying in an interview, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at the Fringe Festival.
Correct.
But you're also part of the previews at the Havana, so we'll be seeing it.
Yes, we'll be at the Havana on August 30th at 7 p.m., so please come on down. Tickets for that will just be available at the door. We're charging $10, and first come, first serve. And
then when the festival starts, you'll be moving into the culture.
Yes.
The culture lab.
Yeah.
We'll be at the Van City Culture Lab at the Culture. So for those people who may have not been to the Culture since it's been renovated, there's the historic theater, of course, on the left, and then you go in and there's a lobby off to the right in a smaller theater, which is lovely. I've seen a few shows there that I really like.
Yeah, I was actually in a show there a few years
ago. Oh, fantastic. What show were you in?
It was a Fringe show. It was called Night of the B-Movie.
Nice.
Oh, was it Spectral Theater?
No, it wasn't Spectral.
Oh, okay.
Alan Forsythe wrote it.
Nice.
But it was, I played the hunchback assistant to the mad scientist.
Of course.
Actually, I was a one-night only special fill-in. Because Jacques Lalonde was actually cast to play
Jacques.
That character.
Oh, cool.
And that was his 25th anniversary at the Fringe, and they were doing a special night in his honor.
In his honor, of course.
And it conflicted with the play he was in, so I stepped in and played Jacques for him.
It's not a bad gig, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, what an honor. That's awesome.
It really was.
I bet. And so, yeah, at the Culture, we open on September 5th at 5:30 p.m.,
So soon.
And this is also part of a new thing that the Fringe is doing called the Dramatic Work Series.
Correct.
So what's that?
Well, Sarah Rose gave me a call back in January and said they're doing this new thing at the Fringe this year. It's the first time they're doing it. It's an opportunity for 6 theater companies to produce previously published works in the drama category. And she asked me if I'd like to co-produce and do something with her.
Yeah, I mean, one of the awesome things about The Fringe is all of the solo shows that we see and all of the original stuff that we see that is, you know, created theater by artists. And this is a really cool opportunity, I think, for this festival to look at previously written stuff. It's just a very different approach to making theater, right? Picking up a script that already exists.
Yeah, actually, that is a kind of a rare thing at the Fringe.
It's great.
It's great that everyone's generating their own work, but you know, there's lots of great stuff already out there that needs to get more exposure.
It's true, and I think it's awesome that the Fringe is creating this category for that to happen.
Yeah, really awesome.
And the other thing that they're offering is they've offered us mentorship from, and I'm sure Sarah Rose would like to speak to this as she's had that experience.
Scott Bellis is mentoring the directors in the drama category. So Scott Bellis co-founded Bart on the Beach and is a veteran actor and teacher and director in town. And
you can see him at Bart on the Beach. He plays Bottom.
It's true.
Yeah, he's the cover boy for Midsummer Night's Dream this year.
Yeah, I still have to see that. I haven't had a chance because I've been rehearsing all the time. Sarah's
all my fault.
Sarah's working me like a dog.
But he's a great person to have involved because he's really knowledgeable and he's very enthusiastic, I find.
An incredibly gentle man.
Yeah.
He's lovely.
With just brings nothing but amazing space into rehearsal when he comes and joins us, and it's been so good to have him throughout the process.
Yeah.
So supportive.
So how many plays are part of that particular series of dramatic
groups? Yeah, there's 6 plays. I do want to give a shout out to Danielle Benzon, my good friend. She's doing Macbeth and she's directing that, and I just love her. She's great. So I just have the opportunity. I don't have the listing. We have there's a
that's
fringe
all right.
Guide.
It's easy
you can get
to find.
Fringe guides at Blends.
There you go.
It's also on the website. The Fringe program is now on the website. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much.
So once again, it's Lascivious Something.
Lascivious Something.
And you can see it either next Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Havana,
correct,
or at the Kulch studio in during the Fringe.
It's true. Come come drink some wine with us and watch Laurie get naked.
On that note.
Not necessarily in that order.
Exactly in that order. Thank you so much, Dave.
Bye,
all
Dave.
Right, thanks for coming in.
You're such a...
Wait, mics are still on. Mics are still on.
Okay, here we go. Loosen up, camera two. Cameras one and three, that's fine.
Not a soul in sight. As the sun goes down, I see a bird in flight, and I can't hear a sound, and I feel the wind as I close my eyes, and I think of you as I realize that it won't be long coming. Yes, I've got to run before my time sets with the sun.
That's Scott Perry and Leora Joy, the new duo Winsome Kind, and track off their first release, This Much Is True. And they're going to be playing in North Vancouver on Labor Day on Monday, the 1st of September. It's a Capilano River Regional Park party. right by the Cleveland Dam, and they will be on Monday the 1st at 2 o'clock. So make sure you get out and see that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk to Jeff Gladstone.
The Vancouver Queer Film Festival is back for its 26th year in theaters August 14 to 24. More than 80 films from 11 countries, including Russia, Brazil, Italy, and the Philippines, showcase themes of gender identity, forbidden love, and culture. Super Pass is available now and tickets on sale July 24. For tickets and more info, check out queerfilmfestival.ca. Support the festival. Donate $10 by texting GIVER10, spelled GIVER10, to 45678.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Maybe in this world or the next one, we'll walk again as lovers, hand in hand. There may be golden distance in our sight, or is it all behind us holding on? Letting go of a need so strong rips you open. Naked to the world, the vulnerable side. The dishes have moved out, they sit in boxes. Made a card. Insatiable destroyer pulls us apart like skin from a deer. Now our time together is preserved like jelly, pouring out on and out, sweetening our lives. This is my last day in this city. I call you up, you ask me over. You say keep in touch, then it's don't lose touch. But it don't take much from you. I my cards are tossed into the air. I lost my flush, my full house and my pair. One more draw from our past on the table. Well, I'm feeling lucky, so I hold them. Well, I'm feeling lucky, so I hold them. And whichever way our future lay, the only thing to say is goodbye. Quiet. Maybe in that day my mind will be quiet.
That's Jeff Gladstone, and There May Be a Golden Distance from his new release, Hell of a Girl. And Jeff's here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Nice.
So Hell of a Girl is also the name of a show.
Yes, it is.
That's going on at the review stage on Granville Island on Thursday night.
Yeah, we're doing a showcase.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
I'm just going to pull your mic down a little closer.
Okay.
No, you stay where you were, and then you...
Just there get we go. Comfortable.
Yeah.
How's that?
There you go.
Nice. Yeah, that's right. Show on Thursday, August 28th.
So this was a remount of the show you did at the Rickshaw, right?
The Rio.
That's right.
Which is such an amazing space.
Yeah.
Well, what happened is the album was recorded in like 2012, and it's like a compilation of songs that I've written over about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded with these musicians in Toronto. So when I did the release in Vancouver, I wanted to work in the same way with musicians and artists I knew out here.
Yeah.
So I got a group together of like dancers and musicians and clowns and a whole weird assortment of people and put this show together. We call it a cowboy noir opera.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a story that's just told through music. So we did that and it went great. And now we have the review stage for this one night to...
So is it the same songs that's on the album? Is that...
Are these
the songs that tell the story?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like a concept album, but the concept came after the album.
Yeah.
It just turned out that the songs, this actually, fits into a little storyline.
Well, that's kind of how things are done these days, You've got the shows like Queen's We Will Rock You or the ABBA show or something, They just take a bunch of songs and let's put a story together here.
Yeah. Like that, I've been doing the Red Rock Diner all summer.
Yeah.
Someone called it a revusical. It's like a musical review, but, characters.
Yeah, that's been a pretty good experience for you, too, the Red Rock Diner.
Oh, it's been an absolute blast.
Yeah. Just wrapping up this weekend.
That's right, yeah. Michael Bublé came last night.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He was in the original production. He was in the original production. 10 years or something?
Yeah. Well, maybe longer than that. Yeah. It was 1997 or something.
Wow.
And it was apparently kind of how he got his start. But yeah, he came. Amazing guy. Like, so nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice indeed.
No, it's been a really fun show.
So tell me a little bit about some of the people that are going to be playing with you on Thursday night.
Oh, man. Well, a real exciting part is my two friends from Toronto, Tara Hazelton, who I've known since we were kids at an improv theater in Calgary, and Sophia Perlman. And they're both amazing jazz singer and performers. Sophia's got her band and tours a lot, and Tara plays in a few bands. She was Jeff Healey's singer for about seven years.
And she sings on this as well, doesn't she?
She produced this. This album is because of Tara.
Oh.
She was like, I like your songs. I think we should record you a songwriting demo so you can sell your tunes to people.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds like a great idea. I was out in Toronto, so we recorded some guitar tracks and added vocals. And then she's like, you know, I know this trumpet player that would be great on this track. So brings in this amazing guy, Tim Hamill, was like the first guest. Then, you know what? I should invite Nathan Hiltz, this guitar player. And I'm going to ask Sly Uhas if he'll come play drums. And this girl, Rebecca Hennessy, to play accordion and trumpet. And pretty soon there's like 12, like, amazing jazz musicians.
It's the musical version of the story Stone Soup.
I'm not familiar with that story.
Stone Soup, it's a story about a guy, a man who comes into town,
yeah,
and he's a stranger and everyone shuns him and they go, oh, you know, they close the doors. They don't want anything to do with him. And he says, I don't want anything from you. I just need a pot of water so I can make some soup with my stone. And he pulls out this big rock and they boil the water and he puts the rock in, and somebody looks at the bowl and says, that soup's not going to taste any good. You need some onions. So they go in and get some onions and put some onions in. You know, I got a couple of carrots that would go good in that. And one by one, everyone in the town comes together and they build this tremendous pot of soup.
That's a fantastic story. And as soon as you say it, I remember hearing that as a kid.
Yeah.
Thinking, man, that's one smart guy.
Not saying that anyone shunned you at the beginning, but it just kind of all came together at the end.
Well, no, but maybe I'm a bit of an outsider.
Maybe.
I think the next album should be called Stone Soup. That's a great album title.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. And there's one other thing, too, I don't have it in front of me, but it's at the Cottage on
Main Street? Cottage Bistro on August 31st. Tara and Sophia and I, they have a duo called Pearl Haze, and they're in the middle of like a 6-week West Coast tour. So they've been all through Alberta and BC. And so they're going to do their duo set, which will be amazing. Yeah. And I'll be playing as well on the Sunday with them. My band is Jeff Gladstone and the Bad Ideas. So the way to kind of find out about the show and my events is probably to find that on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's myself, a guy named Todd Bifford,
yeah,
who is was the drummer for Maria in the Shower. Amazing drummer, amazing guy. And Steve Charles is on guitar, and myself in upright bass.
All right.
Steve Charles.
So we'll link that on the Dave Radio Facebook page too.
Sweet, man.
So just to remind everyone, Thursday night at the Arts Club Review stage, The Hell of a Girl, the Cowboy Noir Opera. And then Saturday.
Sunday the 31st.
Sunday the 31st at the Cottage Bistro on Main Street.
Check out some music and some theater.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
The 12th edition of the Latin American Film Festival is taking place from August 28th to September 7th. More than 70 films from all over Latin America will be screened over the 11 days, with Chile as the spotlight country. For more information, visit vlaff.org.
Join us on Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows at CITR 101.9 FM.
Weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM. and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
So this is normally the time we do some listings of what's going on in theater, but it looks like everyone's gearing up for the Fringe Festival, so there's not a lot happening this weekend. There's a few things going on, a couple of things to mention, though. We talked to them last week, the Dudes of My Life, the one-person show by Christina Andriola, and that's going to be at the Shop Theater. It's running runs tonight and tomorrow night. And you can learn more about that on Facebook at Shift Theater. And lots of stuff going on at the Rio this weekend. Tonight, it's the fourth annual Dead on Film competition. People were invited to do short films about horror, and they picked the top 10, and they'll be shown tonight at 8 o'clock, and the winner will be decided by audience vote. So show up and be prepared to make noise. The midnight show at the Rio is Do the Right Thing. It's the 25th anniversary of Do the Right Thing this year. And so that's going to be on at midnight tonight at the Rio. And then on Sunday, they're doing a Robin Williams tribute, the Birdcage at, I think, at 6 o'clock, and the Fisher King after that. And then tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow, I lost track of where I was here, but I believed it will be tomorrow. Check the Rio website anyway to make sure. Yeah, it is definitely tomorrow. It's the 1970s cult classic film, The Warriors. That's from The Warriors. It's a 1979 movie about kind of a stylized movie about gangs in New York in the not too near future, and they all have weird makeup and costumes, and lots of fun, lots of fights, lots of rumbles, lots of music. It's a pretty cool movie. So that's at the Rio tomorrow night. Yeah. If you're a dancer at heart or just want to be, the 2015 Push International Performing Arts Festival wants you. In January, more than 66 participants of all ages, ethnicities, dance experience, and backgrounds will perform the Vancouver premiere of Le Grand Continental by Montreal-based choreographer Sylvain Aimard, and you can take part. So go to pushfestival.ca to find out more about that. And Cirque du Soleil is looking for clowns for their upcoming shows. They're doing auditions coming up soon in Vancouver. They want clowns, physical actors, contemporary mimes, street performers, actors with exceptional skills or unusual body parts. And online applications are at cirquedusoleil.com/jobs/clowns. And then there's the Seniors Acting Up Cabaret. It's a volunteer group of outrageous seniors performing cabaret shows for seniors and in senior centers and that. They're looking for 3 or 4 active men or women who love to sing in groups, act in skits, wear costumes, and just have lots of fun. Okay, we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to wrap up the show with a nice little tribute to the late Robin Williams. See you in a sec.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so big pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show/podcast that promotes on skepticism, critical thinking, and science education. Every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
This is how to make a great sandwich. Step 1. Get the soft but sturdy bread.
Up in smoke, it's where my money goes.
Step number 2. Butter it with your favorite spreads. Step 3. Put in the meats and veggies. Step 4. Shake it up. Pepper, salt, and all.
It's 11 p.m. Check out sneak out. Open fridge and I drink daddy big styles. Multi refine girl, more can reach out. And I'm NTA, more can speak out.
Step 5. Find another piece of sturdy bread. And that, my friends, is how you make a great sandwich. For more, listen to Soul Sandwich every Monday from 5 to 6 on CITR 101.9.
So last week, I had this really nice little tribute to Robin Williams all lined up, but we ran out of time, and so we've got a few minutes left, so let's do it today. Robin Williams was warmly remembered by all those whose lives he touched. I've heard and read countless stories over the past couple of weeks from people who have heard, worked with him on set here in Vancouver, or just happened to be in the audience for one of his many impromptu stand-ups, or were beneficiaries of one of his many spontaneous acts of kindness. He was just a few older, he was just a few years older than me, and it seemed like he was always a part of my life. I first saw him as the manic space alien on Mork and Mindy. It was a stupid show, but it was fun to, he was fun to watch. But I think my favorite Robin Williams movie was Good Morning Vietnam. I've seen it probably half a dozen times. It was my favorite for an obvious reason. It's a movie about radio. But my favorite scene takes place away from the radio station. It's when his character is feeling depressed and wants to quit radio altogether. And Forrest Whitaker, who plays his assistant, takes him out for a drive through Saigon. And they come across a truckload of troops fresh off the plane, and they're heading directly to the battle zone. And it's a really nice scene. It's completely improvised. He goes from being depressed to shy to coyly going along to perform for the boys, and then finally letting loose. And as it ends, there's a nice, quiet, serious moment, kind of tender, actually, when he realizes that these guys are probably heading off to their deaths, wishes them good luck, and sends them on their way. And it's all the sides of Robin Williams in just a few minutes. So if you haven't seen Good Morning Vietnam, you should. And we're going to end the show today with a bit of Robin Williams at his best. It's not from Good Morning Vietnam, but it's from his 1980 stand-up recording, Reality What a Concept. It's a show he did in San Francisco, right at the height of his TV fame. And he just wanted to do something to get away from Mork, so he put a bunch of other characters together and did a show in a comedy club. And the last bit of the night, the last track on the record, he plays himself as an 84-year-old man, looking back on the life he was about to have.
I give the pigeons my methadone so they come back. Sometimes I withhold it and watch them go through cold squabs. It's very strange to have so many mutants in one place. But I guess ever since World War III, things haven't been the same. You probably don't even remember, though, all 45 seconds of it. You remember that? You remember when Carter came on the air and went, "Thank you very much, on your own, good night." Used to play an alien, used to do that.
Ninny.
Not that funny since they've landed, though. They weren't the little suckers we thought they were. They turned out to be 8 feet tall and black, and they were pissed. Well, that's why I have to live here in this cave. I remember lots of old stuff. I remember the great quake of 85, when all the people in California surfed to Denver. Right on. Now, come here, I'll gum you. Well, that's about all I can do with it. There's some good memories, though. I'd like to show you something special. You'll have to move real close. Yeah, you kids, you shouldn't have come through the force field. About this time of night, they send through the clones, and you got to get out before they do. But if you meet one, all you have to do to screw them up is turn sideways. And that overamps the vision monitors, and I bring them in here and make jukeboxes out of them. Because I remember the old, I even remember back to the days of Woodstock. You remember that? That goes back 80 years now. That goes back, you said, "Let me tell you how your girls used to dance in front of the amplifier going, 'I don't know.' I saw some of the best brains of my time turn to mud there. But there was some spirit, some craziness, some madness there. So take care of yourself, sneak on out. But one thing from me to you. Yes. Stay a little full goose bozo. Keep the spirit of madness in you. Just a little touch of it. Just enough so you don't become stupid. Just a little touch. Just a little touch of madness will keep you alive. Because no one in the world knows how to tax that. There was an old crazy dude who used to live a long time ago. His name was Lord Buckley. And he said a long time ago, he said, "People, they're kind of like flowers. And it's been a privilege kind of walking in your garden. My love goes with you."
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Thanks very much to our special guests and all the folks at home. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you can send it to me at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Special congratulations to Laura Atkin and Lisa Ovies, the director and writer of I Want to Date You, the movie, who are just $250 away from reaching their funding goal. You can help them out by going over to Indiegogo, and the link is also on our Facebook page. Listening to Dave Radio today were Heather Deal, Jacques Lalonde, Phil Menger, Pippa Mackey, Chris Adams, and everyone at the Two Tarts Cafe at the Highcroft Medical Center at 16th and Granville. Stick around. I don't know who's coming in after me, but someone will be in to carry you through the afternoon. And don't forget the adorable napkin boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio will return next Friday at this same time.